Well, it's interesting, too, and we've got a bit of a political football here in London because our Pride Parade is coming up later this month, July 24th. And our history has been our former mayor's, Diane Haskett. She actually was brought up in front of the Human Rights Commission for not sanctioning or allowing the parade. And as well, Anne-Marie DeCicco Best refused to show up in the 10 years that she was in office. So our mayor now, Joe Fontana, has got a bit of a political hot potato, I think, on his hands on whether or not he shows up or doesn't, considering the past.
Yeah. You know, it is just so overblown, this whole issue. You know, there's probably going to be 10 or 20 other events this year that Rob Ford won't attend in the city, and you won't hear a thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, during the election, the gay community, I mean, they positioned themselves dead against Rob Ford. He was the enemy. They didn't like him. They didn't want him. And now he becomes mayor. They're all whining because he doesn't come to the parade. One thing I will say, you know, optics are very important through this. When they raised the flag at City Hall, he probably should have been there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a sanctioned event. The city does put money into it. So he probably should have been there for that. But, you know, this runs a little deeper than that, I guess, in the mind of Rob Ford. Because when he was running for mayor, I mean, he was attacked by that community every time he turned around. And through Now magazine, another despicable little rag that lurks in the city of Toronto, you know, they're all over the guy, supporting the gay community, positioning themselves against Rob Ford. You know what? So this event came up. After all he had been through, he thought, you know, I'm just going to the cottage and I'm going to ignore it all. Have your parade. The city's still going to give it money, and nobody's saying you can't have your parade, and mm-hmm. Toronto can, you know, be the model of the free world based on our tolerance of the homosexual community. Super, super, super. I'm just going to the cottage. Isn't that such a big deal?
Yeah, let me put this to you. You know what? Rob Ford doesn't show up to the Pride Parade, so all of a sudden he's a homophobic or
right.
anti-gay. William and Kate could have been at the parade. I don't think they were in attendance. They could have made that part of their agenda. Are they anti-gay and homophobic?
Well, you know, and on and on and on, MacArthur.
Yeah.
Pick out anybody that wasn't there and accuse them of being a homophobe. And that's another thing that bothers me. I mean, there's no mid-ground here. They go right for the jugular, right? You're not coming? You're homophobic.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. I'm not homophobic. You know what I'm phobic of? Looking at a 70-year-old man's junk. That's what I'm phobic about. Thank you. Regardless of his sexual preference.
Yeah, let's, before we run out of time, deal with William and Kate, who are in this country for a few more days. Freddie, do you think that this has been a good use of our money, taxpayer dollars? No one's really talking, but estimates are around $1 million a day this thing's costing us.
No, I just don't get it. You know, I'm not a monarchist. I think even in England, I think we've all outgrown this nonsense. You know, there was a time when it made people feel good, and I guess it served some kind of a purpose. But, I mean, this isn't the Queen and, you know, Prince Philip. This is the grandkid and his wife coming over here. $1 million a day? Are you kidding me? You know what an MRI machine costs, MacArthur?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
$1 million.
Yep. We could be, you know, yeah, you're right, giving this to medical equipment, frontline healthcare workers, employment programs for those that need it. And instead, basically, we're funding the lovely trip across this country for who are celebrities, really, at best.
I'd rather it be positioned this way. I'd rather they pay for it. The royals pay for it. I would rather them think, you know what, this whole monarchy thing is it's sort of slipping a bit and it's really becoming irrelevant. Why don't we take some of our billions and send our people around the world to sort of justify our existence
at their own
expense?
Yeah, because you know what? When they go to California, the state and the federal government in the U.S. are not paying for that portion of the trip, yet Canadian taxpayers are expected to sign the check. So why didn't we get some sponsorships for this trip and defer the cost?
No, to me, it's just a despicable waste of time. And I know in our earlier correspondence this morning, you posed the question, this was off air, you know, compared to the G20, what do you think's more important? Well, me, I mean, you're asking the wrong guy. To me, it's the G20. I mean, at least that serves some purpose. Yeah, the fallout was a bit messy, but seriously,
yeah.
Let's get on with the business of the world. Let's stop fooling around with these figureheads. Really, come on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If they went for sponsorships, I know MacArthur in the morning, we would have proudly sponsored the trip. Unfortunately, it would have been at best on a Greyhound bus. Freddie, you have a great week, and we'll see you again next Monday, pal.
Oh, MacArthur, I'm loving you.
Right back at you. There's a Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. A break for news at the top of the hour, then we're back with hour two of MacArthur in the Morning on London's News Leader, AM 980.